This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 310 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, Alex, my friend, we have reached the end of another theme. I always love starting a new theme and ending one. The middle ones, I never care. But even if they're good, I never care. I just like when we start one. And when we are ending our remake month so far, we had Assault on Precinct 13. We had a little Death Wish. We had a little Ben-Hur. We have liked pretty much all of them. So let's see if the trend continues. This one is going to be from 2011, a little movie called Conan the Barbarian, directed by Marcus Nispel, who, if you're not familiar with the name, you might have seen some of his movies. He did the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. He also did the Friday the 13th remake and a movie called Pathfinder, which is a Viking movie with Carl Urban. I don't know if you've ever seen that, Alex, but it feels like it might be something you'd like because you like Carl Urban and you like Vikings, I'm assuming. So there you go. Those are his films. Before we get into the Rotten Tomatoes scores, have you ever seen this remake prior to this?
I saw it once. I did. I'm not going to BS, but I did purchase this on 3D Blu-ray.
Okay.
So I did see this once. And okay. I really do not remember it.
So this is kind of like a first-time watch. You don't remember.
First time, yeah.
All right. I remember this when this movie came out in the theater. I remember going to see something else. But I remember there was like people going to see Conan and I saw something else. I have only seen it in bits and pieces on like HBO. And I do own it. I bought it on 4K at the bookstore. You know me in the used bookstore. It was $6.99. So I bought it. I've just been sitting there. And now's the perfect time to dust it off. So we're going to go ahead and cover it. This is a first full watch for me and kind of a first watch for you because you don't remember. Now, before we get into it, let me tell you about some of these Rotten Tomatoes scores because they ain't that good. Now, none of these movies we've done so far have been Assault on Precinct 13 probably had the highest scores. Ben-Hur was low and we kind of like that. This one is coming in on the low end. This has a 24% from the critics and a 30% from the audiences. Mm. So kind of no one really liked it. Are these numbers surprising to you at all?
No. not at all.
Not at all. Before we continue, what is your relationship with the original Conan films? I like to ask when we do these remakes, are you a fan? Do you like one or the other? Or what's your kind of opinion on it?
I like the Arnold Schwarzenegger ones. I don't know if we're going to cover them here, but most likely we will. We will. I mean, it falls under action. But I liked them a lot as a kid. I have not seen them in ages, but I did pre-order the two 4Ks because I know sooner or later we're going to do them. So I was like, I'll just order the 4K to get them. But I was a big fan of them, and I will always remember the scene. I don't know if you've seen any of them, but the one with James Earl Jones turned into a snake, that killed me when I was a kid, bro. I freaked me out.
Like scary? Like it was scary?
You never seen it? Any of the corners?
I have never seen the second one. And I have not seen the first one like in full. I've only seen bits and pieces.
I'm not gonna spoil it. But from what I remember as a kid, there's a scene with James Earl Jones. And I'll just leave it at that. And he wears like this like Papa Shango type hat with like bones.
Okay.
And it is one of the creepiest, like, I mean, it literally freaked me out as a kid. And it will always be etched in my mind. But I'm not going to spoil it because I know we're going to do it. And I know when you see it, you're going to go, oh, this is what he was talking about. And I don't know how it's going to affect me when I rewatch it, when we review it.
You're going to have a blanket up like.
Yeah, I might have a blanket and drink cold milk.
Okay. Well, again, I don't remember the whole thing. So I'm 99% sure that this storyline is not the same. It's not the same exact storyline.
No, okay. I don't remember. Yeah.
So let's get into it. Lead character, Conan, or as they continuously call him throughout the movie, Conan, like Conan O'Brien. You can call him Conan. So I'm going to call him Conan. Jason Momoa, pre-big fame. Jason Momoa, take it away.
Okay. I personally think Jason Momoa does look great in the role, meaning he could be a good Conan. He is not a good Conan in this movie. And this is what I'm saying. I think Jason Momoa now as an actor, I think he's better. I think he knows his areas of where he's good at and stuff that he knows he's not good at. And I think Conan, if they give him another shot at it, I think it would be a good, better movie than what we got. He was good for this movie. I guess I can say Conan was good in this type of movie. There was stuff that I scratched my head, and this was one of them. There's a battle going on in the beginning of the movie. I mean, a full-fledged battle between barbarians and some other people, some orc-looking dudes, human orcs. And I'm like, okay, crazy. The mom gets stabbed. The dad decides to do a C-section while there's a battle going on. And no one decides to attack him. He's doing a full-fledged C-section.
And I thought like, the same the exact fuck? Thing. Yeah, like, dude, someone's like, going to walk up behind him and kill him.
Yeah, no. He whipped out, stabbed her straight up, pulled Conan out. And while this battle's going on, he's going, oh, he picks his baby up. No one's shooting arrows.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, great. So Conan's like this, you know, so that I was just like, this already deducted mad points from the character. I liked, and I don't know, maybe you agree with me, but I liked the scenes as him as a kid, Conan. Like him going to the woods with the egg in the mouth and he just decapitates everybody. I was like, oh shit. Then he comes and he fights for his dad. I was like, yo, this is all cool. When he becomes Jameson Momoa version, I don't know. This is something it felt, this is how I will say it before I let you go. This is the Wish version of the Conan of Arnold. Like it felt very low budget. Like it felt low budget. So the character to me felt very low budget. Like I didn't feel the myth of Conan, the mythology of him. I didn't feel like it was just like another straight to DVD character brought to life. Like it's sad to say, but I don't know. It just felt too modernized. Like I don't know. It just felt one of those like modern type takes of Conan did not work for me. It just didn't work. I guess I don't know if I'm saying it right, but I gave him a 3. I thought he was good. I don't think he was great at all, and I don't even think he was perfect. So I gave him a 3.
I agree with pretty much everything you said. I had him at a 3 as well in my notes here. I think you hit the nail on the head. If this movie was made now, Jason Momoa would be an incredible Conan. He's much bigger now than he was. And he looked strong in this movie. He's always, because he's tall. He looks, but he was a lot thinner. Now the dude is like absolutely jacked. Like if you had Aquaman look as Conan, I think he would nail it. And you're right. I think he has found himself as an actor and he has a lot of personality. And this role, he does not have a lot of personality. I think he was still kind of finding his way. I want to say this was pre-Game of Thrones. In that movie, I mean, in that show, he was a better Conan than he was in this movie. He was serious. You know, he was like, you don't want to mess with that guy. And here's why I gave him a 3. I think he could have been great. I did love him as a kid. I thought he was better as a kid than as an adult. And there's a part where the black guy, his friend, is talking with the girl. He's like, he's loyal. He has like the heart of a king. And everything he's describing is not anything that I saw in the character while watching it. He's pretty much just a brute who wants to fight and sleep with women. Sex. And that's it. And he has a line that says as much later in the movie, which is fine. That's fine. But then don't have that other part where he's like, no, he's a good man with a good heart and a good. No, he's not. And he doesn't have to be. He's a barbarian. He could. So I think they wanted to have their cake and eat it too a little bit with some of the ways they described him. But overall, I didn't think he was terrible. Honestly, I didn't think he was terrible. Yeah. But I do think if this was made in 2023, same actor, it would be a possible 5. As this movie, this version, a 3 for me as well. So I agree with pretty much what you said. All right, now, main villain. This is, of course, played by Stephen Lang. His name is Kalar Zim. Also, his daughter, Rose McGowan, named Marique. They're kind of a team, but Zim, we'll just call him Zim. He's the main villain. What did you think?
I gave him a 3. Very forgettable. Like, I don't know what the hell his name is. Rose McGowan looked like shit. I was like,
kind of eyebrows. Worst.
Yeah, she looked so weird. The kid version of that character was way better when she was looked like a human. Like, so
damn, she looked subhuman as
she looked like a human. I think she was better. Yeah, I thought so. When it came to the bad guy, he did fight him, which I was like, oh, this is that was a crazy fight with the two swords, and I was like, okay, that's cool. Sick. I'll leave that to action. But that was like the cool scene with that character. Then he just became a See, this is the thing again with these type of Wish movies. That I call them, the Wish versions of these great movies. They're so good in the middle of the movie, and then when they need to wrap up the movie, they're so horrible at fighting.
Yeah.
What happened to your techniques of fighting towards the ending? And then he puts the max on with, like, octopus ass in his face, right? Like, some weird octopus stupid mask that he looked like Skeletor from Masters of the Universe. Like, it had, like, this... Anyway. I'm like, damn, this dude's gonna become mad powerful. It was, he didn't do shit. That mask didn't do nothing special. He just put it together and it just tentacles moved. And I was like, that's it. So to me, that deducted mad points because I was just like, you have no powers with the stupid mask on. And then Conan destroyed him at the end of the movie. Even he didn't even need the dad sword because it looked like Conan didn't even need his dad sword to beat him, but he took it anyway, which we'll talk about later. But honestly, the character was not memorable. I'll say Rose McGowan as an actress, she was good in the role. She was way better than what I thought she was will be. But the character to me was way better than the guy to me.
Yeah.
I thought she was more menacing and all that crap. But anyway, with that said, I gave them both a 3. They were good for it.
Yeah, again, we're on the same page here. I like Stephen Lang as an actor. He's a villain. He's always a villain, kind of. Avatar, Avatar 2, Don't Breathe. Yeah. Don't Breathe. He was a villain. So like,
wasn't he in Harry Potter?
No, he's not in Harry Potter.
He's not the Terrorcade taker of Hogwarts?
No, that guy was in Game of Thrones, whoever that old guy, the old guy with the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not him. No, he's not that guy, but he is always a bad guy, Stephen Lang. He's a bad guy in a lot of stuff. And the funny thing is, a little side note here, he is actually Jason Momoa in the movie called Braven. He plays his dad. So in this movie, he's his arch nemesis, and later he's his father. Good. I gotta get that movie on this podcast, by the way. It's a great movie. Anyway, back to this one. Kellar Zim. Yeah, I agree with you. He's your typical, this is a fantasy film. It's a dark fantasy film, rated R. He's your typical, I want to take over the world and rule the world villain, which is a kind of always lazy in my opinion. Like, I don't know. I get it, but it's just not that thrilling to me. I like personal vendettas more than like, I want to just take over the earth type things. Rose McGowan, I remember, I don't know if you remember, she was supposed to actually, they were going to make a Red Sonja movie, a new one, and she was going to play Red Sonja. Robert Rodriguez was going to direct it, but it fell through and all that. And she ended up just being in this movie only. So that would have been, that would have been interesting to see how that turned out. Cause she's gorgeous. Well, back then she was, now she looks kind of messed up, but I mean, you're right. She looks horrible in this. She has no eyebrows. Her hairline starts like in the top of her head. She's kind of bald, but I do like the fingers and she's like a witch kind of. So she's menacing. She's cool. Stephen Lang's fine. It's a standard fantasy villain. I can't say it's horrible, but also it's not amazing. And they do have a little bit of history, which adds some flavor, right? Because he was there when he was a little kid. He killed his dad. Conan has been wanting revenge for like, you know, his whole life. So that adds a little bit of layer to it that I like. So a 3, pretty standard. All right. Action scenes.
Okay. I gave it a 3.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was good. I thought the battle scenes in the beginning was great with Conan. Conan with the, I got to say, Jason Momoa with the sword is awesome. He is really good with it. I will not take it away from him. He is really good with the swords. The fight scene at the end was so fast. It was not memorable. It was horrible. On top of the thing, and they're in the hole and she's attached to it and they fall into this pit and all this BS. And I was like, this shit is whack. I didn't like it. I didn't like them fighting the octopus thing, whatever the hell that was.
Yeah.
It was useless. There was a lot of useless fight scenes in this movie. They could have did way better with a fantasy action. I will say, like I said, it has good action. I don't think there's anything here that I will say was great, to be honest with you. So I gave it a 3.
Okay, that's fair. I'm a little higher than you. I gave it a 4. Still not a 5, but two reasons. And I don't need to explain much more than this. Number one, there's a crap ton. There's more action than there is talking in this movie. Like, let's call it what it is. And this might affect our next category. But there's way more action than there is dialogue. So, number one, there's a ton. And number two, there's a lot of blood and gore. And I like that. And I figured there would be, even though I haven't seen the whole movie, because this director came from horror films. So I'm like, there's got to be some bloody kills. And sure enough, dude, like right in the beginning, like you said, the movie opens with you inside of a pregnant belly and a sword comes through it. And I'm like, dang, they're just starting right off like full violence, people getting heads chopped off. Those guys in the woods, like with the little kid version, destroys them. He cuts someone's nose off, which is pretty gnarly. There's a lot of decapitations. There's a lot of blood spillage. So, you know, I love R-rated violence. So that's a plus. But you're right. Nothing like incredible. Nothing, you know, I kind of like the scene where she made those people come out of the sand. I just didn't understand how there were so many of them. I thought she made one. There was like 40, but whatever. It was cool. It was different. I agree. The stupid squid or whatever it was, Some of it was just there to fill up more action, but there's a ton, so I gave it a 4. Okay, I'm interested in this part because, again, I don't even know the story of the original one, but I don't think it's this. What did you think of the storyline?
It was garbage. It was way too much stupidity. Like, it was a revenge story. It was a search for some stupid helmet, the stupid mask that once put together, all this stuff happens, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. And the beginning showed you more effects with the mask on than when the mask is actually put together.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. The mask looked like shit. Like, it was a horrible design. I thought the girl that's pure blood or whatever the hell it was. I forgot her name. I don't even know her name was.
Oh. Her character is named Tamara.
Yeah. I think the actress is gorgeous.
Oh, Rachel Nichols. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Gorgeous. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to be honest with you, dude. The story was not entertaining for a fantasy adventure film. This is not what Conan is. Conan is a straight brute. I don't remember before. And I remember with Arnold is you seek, destroy, bang women. And then the bad guy comes and he's like, you know, I got to go get this bad guy. Like, he did something to him. That's all I remember. Because Arnold's banging like 8 women in the movie. And I was just like, holy crap. As a kid, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be barbarian too. So I was like, this is cool. This one, I didn't feel that. It felt very modern writing that's horrible. It was, they killed the mom with a C-section in the beginning. All of a sudden, they killed the dad, which I thought it was a very cool moment, but it was just like, it is what it is. And then he's seeking revenge. But at the same time, Morgan Freeman is giving you the whole pieces of this puzzle crap. They find it, and then towards the ending of the movie, they put the pieces together, and then nothing happens. Like, and I was just like, and then it was like a horrible finale at that. I gave it a 2, and I'm being really honest. I could have gave this shit a 1, but I gave it a 2 for decent because at least they had a story, and it kept me a little bit entertained throughout the thing. And I wanted him to get the sword, and he got the sword, and I was like, that's the Conan sword. Yeah. He had the you know, but yeah. Other than that, honestly, I think the story was just lackluster. It was like,
I don't disagree with you. This is definitely a case of style over substance.
Yes.
Overall.
Style over substance.
1,000,000%. It, like, and I'll save for overall, but there's a lot of stuff that I kind of like in this movie. Almost none of it relates to the story. This is a mumbo jumbo storyline, as I like to call it, where they just say a bunch of stuff at the beginning and you're supposed to just kind of remember it. Like, why is this? Like, I don't think they did a good job explaining why the mask is so. They're just like, these people made this mask out of the bones of kings or something, and it makes you have power. Okay, well, what kind of power? Why? How? This guy wants to put it together so he could resurrect his dead wife, who was a witch, who's going to give him power. Everything is about getting power, but they don't really explain that stuff because this is just mumbo jumbo. Then he has to find the pure blood to sacrifice. The pure blood of what? Of some old Asher something witch colony that this girl comes from. Okay, sure. She's the last descendant. Of course, she ends up falling for Conan, even though he's horrible to her. He's just like, get over here, woman. Shut up, woman. Get, you know, stand over here. And she's like, I know, I love you still. And the black guy's like, here, go give him the map. You guys are best friends now. Weird. And then the villain, again, I don't like the whole just I want to rule the earth thing. So that's not great. I do like the beginning of the movie. I like the first like 15 minutes besides the narration. I don't like the narration part with because that's the part that's just mumbo jumbo. He's just saying a bunch of nonsense. Once Ron Perlman and the train, like training him, the dad stuff, and then the little training, I liked all that. I thought it was pretty good, but I gave the story a 2 as well. I don't think it's the worst, but this is my problem with fantasy films. And I know people love fantasy, and I like good fantasy in the sense of like really well written, well thought out fantasy. But to something you said, this is that 2000s, you know, be from 2008 to like 2017. There's like so many movies like this where it's just like nonsense and CGI, and they hope that carries it other than actual world building and storytelling. So this feels like one of those movies, like The Seventh Son or The Season of the Witch, or they're all the same. They all are just like this. And they all kind of stink. So story is a 2 for me as well. All right. What did you think overall?
All right. So before I go and give my score and stuff, this is the storyline to Conan 1982. Can be
different. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Kind of a little similar. I'm reading it, but here we go. You tell me.
Okay.
A young boy, Conan, becomes a slave after his parents are killed and a tribe destroyed by a savage warlord and sorcerer, Tulsa Doom. Actually, that's a cool name.
That's a good name. Yeah.
When he grows up, he becomes a fearless, invincible fighter. Set free, he plots revenge against Tulsa Doom. That's it. That's the movie.
It's a little similar in that there's someone that affected him when he was a kid and he wants revenge. But I bet you it doesn't have all this other crap in it about pure blood.
No, it don't. But just to let everybody know, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Tulsa Doom is played by James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Keen Ulrich is played by Max von Sydow.
Wow. Much better. Yeah,
that's your boy. Yeah, that's your boy. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger is Conan. Okay. Yeah. Trying to see if there's any big names here. That's pretty much it. Those are the big three that I think you will go, oh, okay, I know those guys. But I mean, the other people, once you see that, I mean, you get the hot chicks and all over the place in the movie, but that's Conan from 1982. So simple plot, no mask, no nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly.
No C-section in the beginning of the movie.
This said he sets off across the landscape in search of the man who steals his family's sword. That's way more simpler. Yeah that's I'm what good with that. It? Just do that. But no.
You took my father's sword. I want it now.
Instead, we get all this gobbledygook with the octopus helmet and the pure bloods and the witches. And I'm like, oh, Lord, what is this?
But, yo, the witches back then was kind of hot. I'm going to tell you. Watch when you watch it. You're going to be like, yo, dude, you're right. The 80s has some hot women.
Well, the witches in this one is Rose McGowan with no eyebrows. So
yeah, that did not turn me on. I was like, no way. But wait till you see the 80s version. You're going to go, oh, man, Conan was all up in it. So he did everything he could. But anyway, overall, this movie, I got to say, is the weakest of what we did so far in terms of the remake month. I enjoyed this month. I want people to understand. I finally enjoyed remake months. I normally we don't. There's some months I'm like, this is kind of lackluster. I gotta say, one of my favorite months that we did so far. I mean, we did something that was really good, like the Planet of the Apes, the X-Men, like all that stuff was fun. But I gotta say, franchise and remake month, I think it worked this one. We had the Planet of the Apes. Now we're doing the Mad Max. I kind of like it was cool between the two.
Yeah.
But this movie had to be the weakest because the storyline was not good at all. It was boring. You could shut off your brain and you really could give two craps of what Morgan Freeman gave you in 2 seconds of the film.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa did a great job for her first time acting for me because this is the first time I've seen him on screen during this young youth. Mm-hmm. I think he got way better when he got older. I think if they really do it again and bring him back and have Arnold Schwarzenegger as his dad this time instead of Ron Perlman, I think you would have had people go crazy because Conan is back as his dad teaching a young. And I'm like, yo, that is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But overall, it's weak and I'm going to give it a decent film. So I'm going to give it a 2. Mm. I'm not too thrilled with this. And I'm going to say this right now. Nate, send that shit back to the bookstore and get your credit back because I don't think you're ever watching this shit again. But I'm going to give it a 2. I give it a 2.
I see why it was only $6.99 at the bookstore, by the way. They usually price them based on how much people want them. And if it's only $7, usually it's not great. Okay. There's things in this movie that I like. I mentioned that. I think the overall look of the movie's strong, a little dark, but I'm okay with it. You know, the dark fantasy, the dark world, everything's kind of whatever. Except for the last shot when they're on the horse and they're clearly in front of a green screen. And it looks absolutely terrible when they're on that horse. And then he like rides off and she's like, thanks for dropping me off at home or whatever. And it's all CGI behind him. Terrible. Other than that, overall, it looks pretty good. I think most of the casting is fine. Again, Stephen Lang is always a villain. I love Ron Perlman, so it's always cool to see him in anything. Rachel Nichols is beautiful. But yeah, I just can't see a need to ever revisit this. It's not the kind of fantasy film that I tend to like. As a turn off your brain movie, like I said, style over substance. Yeah, there's some good action. There's some good killing. There's a lot of blood. But I just feel like you're right. I don't think I would ever watch this again. I also gave it a 2. And it's definitely my least favorite of remake month. Ben-Hur, which I thought might be the worst one, is way better than this. And the other two are also better. This is the worst one.
Death Wish
and Assault on Precinct. Assault on Precinct 2 was the best one out of all.
It was the best one.
Yeah.
I agree on that one.
Yeah. So this was fine. Like, I didn't hate it, but decent. Like I said, it's watchable, one time watch. Thank you very much. Bye bye. Don't need to watch it again. So two for me. What is your total points?
13 out of a 25.
We're not that far apart. I have a 14 out of a 25. Oh. So we are 1 point different. And that was just because of the action, I think. Overall, forgettable. So that being said, this was the final of this month. Now, next week, we will be wrapping up Mad Max. So Mad Max Fury Road, and then of course I will let you know what the next franchise will be. And then Alex, here are the movies for next month. We have a new month. You know what that means? New theme. Here are the titles. You're gonna get it right away. We're gonna be doing The Rock, 13 Hours. We're gonna be doing Pearl Harbor and Ambulance. I said you're gonna get it right away. Silence.
Michael Bay.
That's right. Michael Bay. These are all Michael Bay directed movies. No Bad Boys because that's a franchise, obviously.
Yeah.
And no Transformers because we already did that franchise. So these are like the one-off Michael Bay movies that don't have any sequels or anything. I'm thoroughly excited for 2 out of 4, although I like 3 out of 4. But I'm not going to say anything else. We will leave it at that. But there's 2 that I'm happy to rewatch. And I don't know. I don't think you've seen 13 Hours.
No, that's with John Krasinski, though. I know that.
Yeah. And I think you're going to really like it.
All right. So that one I didn't see. The Rock, so that's the Sean Connery one?
Yes.
Okay. So Nicolas Cage. That one.
Yeah.
I've seen that one. Ambulance, I saw once.
Yep.
I do own that one.
And Pearl Harbor?
That's the...
With Ben Affleck and Josh Hartnett.
No.
Kate Beckinsale.
Nope.
We're going back to World War II, baby. Going back to Pearl Harbor. Boy. We're going to have to compare it to Midway and see what you think about it.
All right. I remember Harrison. Didn't Harrison have like mass bad stuff to say?
Yeah, he hated it. I think a lot of people hate it. It is the action in it, from what I remember, is actually great, but I think everything else kind of sucks. So we will see. It's Michael Bay month. We have 3 guests currently. We have 3 guests coming on for this month. We will have David, hopefully, from the 4K Lowdown. We will have Scotty Two Hotties coming back, our boy Scott coming back for his second appearance. And we will have a Rich, Turner Fan 77, also from Faces for Radio podcast. So we should have 3 out of 4 weeks we have guests.
Interesting. Very interesting to end the year, right? I mean,
end of the year. And then we go to New Year, and I have a bunch of more great movies coming up.
You guys want to follow Nate on Instagram? He goes live every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern with his old partners that he did the podcast with. They go live together to do movie reviews and all that jazz at 9 p.m. Eastern every other Monday at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends. Netflix Movie Reviews, when him and a group of friends get together, they talk about a bunch of movies from 200 episodes in. You guys can check that all out. Action Movie Guys, you gotta head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. Check out our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.